talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back again to the front lines of history in the making. And you know, when it comes to Trump sycophants, this story I saw really has to make you chuckle. This is a guy named Harlan Hill, basically a non-entity. He's a Trump surrogate. He would show up as a representative of the Trump campaign. And he's full frontal Trump, all about Trump. And he unwisely at one of these events said, and it was right close to or on election day, said, Trump is going to win. I will eat my shoe if Trump does not win and Biden wins. I will eat my shoe. Well, he should be eating a shoe. Not very tasty. If you were going to eat your shoe, I think what you do is you marinate it and you boil it for a long time. No, a really long time. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's leather. I hope it isn't plastic. If it's leather, until it's almost falling apart. And I would put in a lot of garlic, a lot of pepper. I like garlic quite a bit. A lot of pepper. Probably put in a little cheese. I put a lot of stuff in.
You've spent some time considering this, Matt.
What's that?
You spent a decent amount of time considering how you would eat your shoe. I mean, have you made similar comments?
Yeah, he's got to eat a shoe. He's got to eat his shoe. Hey, guess what? He's not eating a shoe. Why do you think he's not eating a shoe? He says that Trump won the election. In other words, he's still one of these guys, these conspiracy theory guys. He says that Trump won the election. I mean, how bad is that? You cannot trust anybody close to Trump on a bet. You just can't do it. You say, all right, I'm going to bet on the election. Okay, go ahead. I'll eat my shoe or $100 or whatever. Well, no, I win, he says. Trump won the election. Anyway, that's the mindset of these people. They're fanatical and they are cultists. You know, one other thing we talked yesterday, and I think it's a very, very good sign that Biden has thrown out 1,000 people who are moles, trolls. They are sleeper cells, people that Trump stuck in the government in high positions and tried to stick them in his civil service so they'd be hard to get rid of. And they could keep doing his bidding, maybe report back to him and continue to hurt the government in the way that Trump wanted. Biden knows his way around, and he came in, he fired them all. They said, well, sue. He said, fine, go ahead, sue. Get out of here. Clear out your desk. And he started an investigation into how they got appointed. Especially this guy, Ellis, whom they snuck in, Trump snuck in as the general counsel of the NSA, the National Security Agency, the day before he left the presidency, January 5th, put him in. Anyway, so we got rid of him, and that's 1,000. There's 3,000 more, though. There are 4,000 people in those types of positions. Not all of them are trolls. Not all of them are sleeper cells or moles for Trump. But Biden is the guy. He's going through, sniffing them out, throwing them out, and putting new people in. But one thing I didn't count on is that Trump also salted a lot of boards and commissions with moles, trolls, and sleeper cells. And what do I mean by that? And he put some of his strongest advocates on there. And unlike the employment context, these are harder to get rid of. And you won't believe it, but here's one of them. Kellyanne Conway. You like Kellyanne Conway? I mean, I don't know. Did you see Fatal Attraction? Did you see the Saturday Night Live spoof on Kellyanne Conway? It was very funny, actually. Kellyanne Conway, he put on shortly before he left the presidency, the board for the Air Force Academy. Well, Biden, theoretically, when her term ends, not theoretically, when her term ends, can get her off. But getting people off boards like that is a little different than firing them. And she is liable to be there spreading his baloney for the Air Force Academy and going back to him and informing what the Air Force Academy is doing. Now, in the Air Force Academy, I've had friends who have gone to the Naval Academy in Annapolis, the Academy for the Army. I had a friend who went to the Air Force Academy. They're all great academies. So you have Annapolis, West Point, and the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. But when you hang around with other board members and generals and admirals, you pick up information. I don't want these people close to any military information at all, at all. But Kellyanne Conway is in there. How about Corey Lewandowski? You like Corey Lewandowski, his campaign manager, who punched a journalist. That's a crime, even if it's just a misdemeanor. He hauls off and socks him. And he snuck out of that one. He has a bad temper, and he's unreliable, and we don't want him. Corey Lewandowski. He's on a panel that advises the Secretary of Defense on business practices. Corey Lewandowski's idea of business practice is Trump University. That's what that's his background. That kind of thing. But here's what I think we got to do. Biden's got to make it clear that their presence is unwelcome and he wants them off at the first opportunity. And especially with the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, retired general. Lloyd Austin, the head of our military in the Middle East and for the Iraq War, some of the toughest assignments we had in the military at the time. I think he tells Corey Lewandowski, legally speaking, you can show up. I want you to keep your mouth shut. I don't want to hear beans about you. I don't want you ratting it out to Trump or Putin or anybody else. You're not wanted. You're no damn good. And keep that in mind. Make it a little uncomfortable for the guy. But there you have it. Biden did a good job replacing 1,000 moles and trolls and sleeper cells and putting in people in important positions, but these boards that seem ceremonial and commissions give him a chance to keep some moles and trolls in there, and something's got to be done about that. Something has got to be done about that. Another dust up, and AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, I strongly disagree with her on some issues, but I got to say I support her on this 100%. Cruz, the human lizard, half lizard, half man from Texas. He's very sly. And so what he does is he comes out and he goes, I agree with AOC on some things having to do with the stock market. And he'll like what she says and forward it and try to suck his way into somehow her sphere and her fame and somehow take some of the bad luster off of what a rodent he is. She handled it very well. She said, and this has to do with GameStop, Robinhood, and Reddit. You've read about that issue. And what it is a stock called GameStop. Now, GameStop is not a strong company. It has very bad fundamentals. It was way overpriced, and a lot of the hedge funds on Wall Street shorted it. Okay, and this is how Cruz and Ocasio-Cortez play into this. But when you short a stock, simply what that means is you're certain it's going to go way down. So you borrow shares. And with the hedge funds, they borrowed $5 billion worth of shares. $5 billion. And they borrow shares, and then you sit back, and you can do a short for, a day, 10 days, a month, whatever. Then at the end of that, you got to give the stock back. So you got to go on the market and buy it. But if it really fell like a stone, the amount you're buying it back at is a lot less than the amount you borrowed it at, which you turned around and sold right away. You make a lot of money. Some of the hedge funds did that with Bear Stearns and some of the other investment banks in 2008 and made billions of dollars. That's how hedge funds do it. Okay. Well, in this case, they did it with GameStop. Lousy stock, bad fundamentals. But a group on Reddit decided they were going to troll the hedge funds, and just for the hell of it, they bought it and jacked it up big time. And it had been trading at something like $40 a share, and it went up close 400 a share, 500, 600, somewhere in that neighborhood, without any regard for its fundamentals. Yeah, you, it sounds like you may have bought some of this.
No, I didn't buy any yet. Oh, I considered it yesterday. I was. No, it's GameStop, its share price was $17.25 at the start of 2021. And yesterday, in all of the commotion, I've been following it pretty closely. It got up to $380 per share.
Is that the highest? Because I know it fell since then. It fell 40%.
Yeah, it dropped. It bottomed out yesterday at like 198.
Yeah, right.
I believe. But it's sitting overnight. A lot of the buybacks are happening, so it was almost close to 400 with overnight trading last night. So it's going to be interesting to see where it opens.
So a lot of these are high school kids. There's a high school kid in Short High School in Milwaukee was interviewed, and he bought two shares, you know, low. And then he had almost a grand. I mean, so anyway, bottom line, AOC, Ocasio-Cortez says, this is ridiculous. This is market manipulation. We don't like any of this. We want the SEC to have greater control. Cruz from Texas goes, oh, I agree too, and I agree with AOC, and he's trying to envelop himself in her cloak, and she is great. She says, Tex, stop clout chasing. Stop chasing me. You try to get me murdered. I want no part of you. Get out of here. You know, she stood up to the guy. Well, and I thought that was good. He did try to get him murdered.
Actually, AOC wasn't upset about the trading itself happening. She was upset because one of the platforms were stopping everybody from being able to buy and sell their GameStop yesterday. So
it is a distinction, except that now Elizabeth Warren and all the rest of the progressives want the SEC, and this just came out late yesterday, to investigate market manipulation. But you're right. Her initial response was, well, they were going to let the hedge funds trade and not the Reddit guys trade. That's exactly right. What happened there was Cruz ganged up trying to cloak himself in her prestige and on the whole thing, including market manipulation. And she goes, get out of here. You're clout chasing. You're no good. You try to get me murdered. Handled it really well. These people have no shame. Cruz has no shame. Paulie has no shame. Kevin McCarthy has really no shame. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789.
Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.